Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July the 5th, 2026. The inspired solar lunar calendar is Tammuz 20/57/87. So now we are here with horrible events of the world continuing, ready to finish the last chapter of the document that we refer to as Jonah. Verse 1 of the last chapter. This was extremely displeasing to Dove. What had just happened should have pleased him, but he was a very mixed up man. That's why he's called Dove as a part of a good guy, and another name was Vexer, meaning he was also a bad guy. You know, we're all like this. We all have faults and flaws. Some of us are just totally evil. He was hot. He was angry. Verse 2, he entreated Eternal Originator, that is Yahweh, and said, "Oh, Eternal Originator, was not this my statement while still in my land?" Isn't that what he wanted to do way back when? He just didn't want to see these people turn around. In fact, this is a nation's change that has never really occurred anywhere else on earth at any time. So I absolutely fled to Dove White, that is, the city that was a very white area, that was the city of Nineveh. You are mighty one, that is, you are most powerful, gracious and compassionate, patient of nostrils and abundant of goodness, and have compassion about misery. Verse 3, now, Eternal Originator, that is Yahweh, will you take my person from me? Kill me. My lifelessness is better than my living. So he was really down, 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 and deep in the depths of despair and depression and discouragement. Verse 4, Eternal Originator conveyed, is it pleasing for you to be hot? Is it good for you to be angry? Here is this dialogue that is put down later by this man, Jonah, and we have it preserved for us today. So I think in the long run, the decency in the man gained an upper hand. Verse 5, Dove went from the city. He sent down from the east for the city. So he had come in just west of the city. Now he was out east of the city. He made for himself there a shelter. The word is sakola, woven. He sat down under it in the shade until he saw what happened in the city. Verse 6, Eternal Originator, most powerful, prepared a plant. He went up. It went up over Dove to become shade over his head to deliver him from his misery. He was hot-headed, so Supreme gave this to cool him off. Dove was glad, very happy over the plant. Verse 7, most powerful, prepared a worm with the day, or the dawn coming up for the day. It attacked the plant. It withered away. Oops. Oopsie-daisy. You know what I mean? Verse 8, it happened. The sun rose on Dove's head. Uh-oh, now he's going to be hot-headed again. Most powerful prepared sultry east wind. Now that was a humid east wind that came to add to his heated situation. The sun hit on Dove's head and encrusted him. I guess you'd say he was sunburned. He requested his person die. He's always back to the same. Take my life, let me end this. He said my lifelessness was better than my living, because he remembered being dead for 3 days and three nights. So he was prejudiced there. I don't think any of us should feel this way, but maybe some do even right now. Verse 9, most powerful conveyed to Dove, is it pleasing for you to be hot over the plant? You're upset about this plant? Come on, what type of a nonsensical person are you? Verse 10, he replied, is it pleasing for me to be hot to lifelessness? Well, he was determined to be angry and to be dead. Eternal originator conveyed, you have compassion over the plant. You have not labored with it. You have not caused it to grow. It was a night sun. It perished a night sun. It made its appearance at night. It was gone. Verse 11, will I not have compassion over seat of government city? These pagans who needed to learn how to be happy, how to be successful, they're the only nation that ever did change. The great city in which more than 120,000 humans. I grew up in a city in Illinois that had about 120,000 humans, so I have an idea of that, and I suppose it would take days to walk through that city, just like it did for this man, who have not known between his right and his left, as well as many animals. So I think this is speaking more than just literally known between right and left. It's speaking of right and wrong. And that's the conclusion of this outstanding document that was written by this man who wrote about himself and put the harsh, cold facts of reality right where we can see that we must not be like this. He was not hiding from the reality of what he had done wrong. So we should be the same way. You and I should face reality. We should never think we're better than others. We aren't. We are certainly different in different ways, but there's never a reason to look down on anyone. However, we're good at doing that, aren't we? Well, let me say in conclusion that we must flee idolatry. I think it's very clear that he did idolize himself, immorality and deceiving. He was deceived. He thought he was okay. Coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.